So in this video, I'm going to go over a few ways, three or four ways that you can cleanse your aura. So the very first one, which is very, very powerful, is bath salts. So here we have the Himalayan white salt. So the minerals and especially magnesium in it is it helps relax the muscle, all this muscle tension. So we have to take notice that our physical bodies do not just stop here. We have the non-physical. We have our energy, our aura that extends out, right? So I've done energy work, I've done Reiki and a lot of techniques that help heal not just the physical, but from the outside. So we have our emotional, our mental bodies, so to speak, outside of here. And a lot of what happens to our physical comes from what's happening out here, the emotional, the mental, all these this energetic body that we have. A lot of stuff that comes physically as a symptoms, illnesses come from out here first. So this is our first line of protection. So we have to have something that will help cleanse and cleanse, clear up this energy and give us some more protection. So white Himalayan salt is very healthy for protection and healing of our bodies. It would not only heal the outside, but the physical as well. And you can always use like Epsom salt. I use a lot of Epsom salt. You just put it on hot water and then you just relax and bathe. So it's gonna cleanse a lot of negative, dense energy that we have. A deep relaxation, you're gonna notice our bodies will go more into the parasympathetic, not in the fight or flight. Which when we're in the fight or flight, we're dealing with stress and we may not even be aware of the stress. Like I mentioned, a lot of our chronic illnesses, symptoms that we have come from just an overbearing load of emotional stress that has been accumulated for many months, years, and if it's become chronic, it's because we're dealing with it for a long time. So being able to cleanse and have a protection is very important. Another one is taking a cold shower. So this is a little bit different of compared to a hot bath, but cold shower stimulates our nervous system, which does the opposite, but it helps us breathe very deep. It helps us be more active and moving our body around. So all this movement helps generate this energy and helps move away all the dense energy. It helps energize us. So what I always like to do is I take a very hot shower and then at the last few seconds I'll turn all the way to cold, or I'll just have a cold shower from the get. And this helps energize me and give a lot of energy and stimulates my nervous system. So, it's a good replacement for than coffee. The cleanliness of a shower, bathing physically, will help us cleanse and bathe from our energetic body. Another way to cleanse our aura is to get out into the sun and absorb that sun. I'm a big fan of sun gazing as well, staring out into the sun, but you always have to start off slow before you just jump right into a bright sun. But sun gazing, I made a video on that as well. And surrounding yourself with plants and crystals is very helpful. Plants absorb a lot of our negative energy. It helps absorb the EMFs that we have in our house. A lot of electricity, Wi-Fi, all these things are affecting our energetic bodies. A lot of blue lights on our phones. So surrounding yourself with crystals, plants will help absorb this energy and help cleanse our auric field, our energetic field. Very similar to the bath salts going into the ocean. I love the beach. I'm very drawn to the beach, the water. But going into the ocean water has a lot of nutrients, has a lot of minerals, and our body absorbs this when we're in the ocean. And sometimes I'll have moments, I have nights where I spend the whole day swimming in the sun, and I'll fall asleep drifting away, and I'll feel I'm still in the wave. Our bodies absorbs all these minerals that we kind of lack throughout the day from our nutrition. And these natural medicines, the sun, the water, natural stuff, nature that we have. So the ocean, cold waters, Himalayan bath salts, and Epsom salt helps a lot. And one more way of cleansing your aura. A few years back, I went to this meditation retreat and I learned of active meditation, bioenergetic active meditation, dancing, shaking around. Very similar to how we just dance and shake all these out. There's a lot of metaphysical sort of energetic process happening. We're getting rid of the energy. The energy is actually going away and we're cleansing up. So dancing around, moving around will help cleanse us and ground us. So I hope that video helps. I try to make it pretty short. Himalayan salts, crystals, cold showers, the sun, going to the ocean in the water, bathing, all very powerful ways you've not thought of to cleanse your aura in an active meditation, just dancing, shaking erratically, moving around, play a little meditation music in the background and just get lost into the music. It'll do wonders and it'll cleanse your energetic field, relax your body, get you out of the fight or flight that, you know, from the daily stresses of life kind of bring us into, and have a relaxation, you know. Another bonus tip you can do is journal and get everything that you have from here and put it on paper, and it helps you relax. So I hope that helped you guys. So talk to you guys next time.